USA Radio News.
The jury in the trial of former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort returned to court today for its second day of deliberations. Meanwhile, outside the White House today, President Trump spoke about Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad when you look at what's going on there. I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
Investigators in Colorado say they believe they've found the bodies of the pregnant mother and her two daughters allegedly murdered by their father. Christopher Watts made his first appearance in court Thursday as a sole suspect, likely facing three counts of murder. These friends of the couple stood by Christopher when they thought his wife was just missing.
We feel so stupid about that now, like trusting him to stay the night in the same house as our daughter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The White House has received a letter from former intelligence chiefs in support of one of their own. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration if you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
She spoke on Fox and Friends.
A new study done by the Lancet Public Health Group concluded that people whose diet consisted of roughly 50% carbohydrates over 25 years had the lowest risk of dying early. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 Disgrade.
Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina introduced two new bills to try to hold IRS employees accountable for bad behavior. Senator Enzi joined Fox Business to talk about why this bill is even needed.
We had people who were rehired after misconduct or poor performance so bad that their folder was marked, do not rehire. We're not holding them accountable like I expect my kids or my grandkids to be held accountable. And so Senator Burr and I put together two bills. One of them prohibits the IRS commissioner from rehiring people who have been fired for cause. And the second bill kind of lists the causes, and I've listed those. Threatening an audit for personal gain, seizing property without approval, assaulting, harassing, violating civil rights of the taxpayer or a co-worker, lying under oath, falsifying or destroying records.
Enzi also says the IRS needs to clean up their own house.
Well, they didn't even pay their own taxes, or they didn't even file on time. That ought to be a really sincere violation for the IRS. But that's not bad enough. These people were given awards. They were given promotions. They were given increased pay. They were given extra time off after they did those things.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.